And that was Sam Smith, Lay Me Down. And now we have on the line Dr. Shelley Thorpe. And this is to have a chat about this whole thing of the Abbey Theatre and the celebration of 1916 and this whole movement that has thankfully started called Wake the Feminist. Good morning, Shelley. How are you today?
Good. How are you, Connor?
I'm in very good form, thank you. Can I just point out to our listeners that we met a couple of times during the summer at a couple of theatre research conferences, and they were great crack. And I did try and get somebody from the Waking the Feminist movement on today, but obviously they're up to their tonsils. And Shelley very kindly decided, I phoned her and she's coming on. So tell me, Shelley, what's going on with all of this?
Well, I mean, the Waking the Feminist movement is really in response to the Abbey Theatre's announcement of its season for in celebration of 2016, in which there are, I believe it's 10 shows that have been programmed, only one by a female playwright. And I think it's only two directed by women as well. Now, it does seem that there is it seems like there's some needy women's parts. It's quite difficult to tell because there's a lot of new work coming on. But the point is that it's 2016, Waking the Nation, and we really should be seeing more representation of women playwrights, women directors, women set designers, etc. And that's just not happened in the present incarnation that Viet Mac and Yel has programmed. So Waking the Feminist is set up by Lian Bell, who's an arts manager and set designer, and she has really spearheaded this movement. And today, later today in the Abbey, there is a meeting of the Waking the Feminist movement, which is not, I think it's very important to point out, this is not an Abbey Theatre event.
No,
this is Waking the Feminist event.
Yes, yes.
And it was actually, you know, that the Abbey has allowed the space to be used by that. It's my understanding, I'm not able actually to be there today, it's my understanding that there will be representatives, I presume, Viet Mac and Yel from the Abbey as to discuss this this protest.
Yeah, well, I mean, hope so.
Even earlier today, we have you know, this is actually becoming a worldwide phenomenon with people like Meryl Streep supporting the movement. Christine Baranski, who is a very well-known American triple threat, you know, film, television, and Broadway productions and off-Broadway productions. So this is something that is actually not necessary. It is Waking the Nation, but it's also Waking the Internation, if you will.
Yeah. Because in fairness, when we were down at the conference, performing the archive conference down in Galway during July, like, there was a whole section about, there was a plenary session on the Friday about Irish playwrights of the 1930s and 40s and how they couldn't get their plays onto the Abbey, and they'd submit them and they'd be returned to them, and in fact they eventually wound up submitting them under male pseudonyms, you know. And I'm kind of going, here we are, and there was all this discussion at that particular conference that it was crazy, and here we are, you know, not alone 4 or 5 months later on from that, but, you know, 60 or 70 years later, nearly 80 years, the Abbey doesn't seem to have kind of moved in that regard, or is that just been too kind of
journalistic? Doesn't seem to have. There have been some statistics released, some work by Patrick Lonergan on his blog, Scenes from the Bigger Picture, I believe it's called, in which he analyzes, I should say, Patrick Lonergan of NUI Galway, who analyzes the work that's been done by the Abbey in terms of female playwrights. There was also, and now I don't have it in front of me, and of course I can't remember when I need to, there are something like 10 female playwrights in the last, say, 5 or 6 years. Now, don't quote
we actually are quoting you because we're live on air here, Shelley.
The point is that there's been a lot more male playwrights represented than female playwrights and directors as well. And the other thing to point out about the 1930s is that actually one of the most successful female playwrights at that time was a woman named Teresa Deavey. So what's absolutely shocking, I think, is if there was some Viet Mac and Yel opened up last week, I believe it was, a kind of Twitter response. So he would live tweet questions and concerns about the program. And I think one of the things that he said was that, you know, basically there wasn't anything ready by a female playwright. There wasn't anything that was at a stage in which he could produce it. Oh, I'm still not convinced of that. I'd like to see some evidence of it. But more importantly, what about Lady Gregory, co-founder of the Abbey Theatre? What about a play by her? What about a play by, in the night you mentioned the 1930s, what about a play by Teresa Deeby? I mean, Teresa Deeby was a very well-known playwright in the 1930s. Her biggest show was Katie Roach, which was most recently, well, not really recently, but 1994, produced by the Abbey Theatre. That's the last time it's been produced. Her wife, to James Whelan, has never been, was rejected by the Abbey in the late 1930s, early 1940s, when the dawn of the Age of Darkness came to the Abbey in the form of Ernest Blythe, who was the manager at the time, from the 1930s to the 1960s. And so, I mean, there are certainly female playwrights who have already been produced.
Yes.
Who could have been represented on the stage. And someone like, say, Teresa Deeby, whose three of her most well-known plays, including Katie Roach, were done as a series of plays by the Mint Theatre in New York City between 2010 and 2013. There's no resurgence here in Ireland to produce her work.
I'm not allowed, as the interviewer, I'm not allowed to express my own view. But I think, you know, what you're saying to me really is that there are plays out there that could have been resurrected, for want of a better word, or revamped for this particular event.
Yes.
And do you
I really seriously, again, without any actual evidence, I really find it very difficult to believe that there's not another new play by a female playwright that wasn't, you know, wasn't ready or couldn't have been ready. I think then the question becomes, why is it not ready?
Yes.
Is there any support for development of new plays by women? We had The Fairer Sex. I think that was a collection of shorter plays by female playwrights, which was done in the past 5 years, title notwithstanding, at least there were some new, fresh, and established female playwrights on the Abbey stage. So it's pretty inconceivable.
And yes.
The other thing I'd like to point out to your listeners is, I've had people say to me about this movement, you know, it kind of starts with the women, because one of the things that I have noticed is, and also don't forget there's no Irish language play programmed this year.
Yeah.
You could have done On Thriel, which is the trial by the woman, the female playwright's name escapes me at the moment. There's no Irish language. There's no one with disabilities. There doesn't seem to be any people of color, except for a play that is, I believe, being either co-produced by a Middle Eastern company, which is being either brought in or produced or co-produced. I'm not clear on that.
Right.
So they have done Midsummer Night's Dream, which was set in a nursing home, so it had a cast of older actors. How about some more older actors? I mean, there are a number of people who aren't represented. And I suppose my parting shot would be to say that waking the feminists, we're using the term awake in a particular way to mean, you know, to wake up, to stir, to build something. And I might say that I hope that when we talk about waking the nation, which is the title of the kind of theme they've chosen, that maybe what we're saying is waking the nation as in awake.
Yes.
Awake.
Yeah.
That this is the end of it, and starting in the next century, there can be something new that progresses,
yes,
that we will see more people represented. I mean, I'm thinking of plays like Christian O'Reilly's Sanctuary, which has been optioned and is meant to have started pre-production as a film, a play about people with intellectual disabilities directed by Petal Pilly and commissioned by Blue Teapot in Galway, a really important piece of theater about disabled people that is now being, you know, is now being made into a film.
Right, okay.
And it starred people with actual intellectual disabilities. There's only one person on the stage who was not intellectually disabled.
Right.
So, I mean, there are certainly plays out there that could be programmed. Maybe they're new, maybe there is, and likewise for female playwrights as well.
And even,
You know, like Annie Conroy's Luck Just Kissed You Hello was a great success at the Galway International Arts Festival, at the Dublin Theatre Festival. And the main character is a transgender person.
Right.
I also think that it seems a bit strange that to me that, if you might remember, Panty's Noble Call,
yes,
from the stage of the Abbey, a transgendered person or transvestite, however the person identifies
themselves,
but that person does a noble call which goes viral internationally. So you saw some representation in some way, but it just seems strange to me that, you know, the Abbey would have received quite a bit of press surrounding that. And it seems to me that there's certainly scope for representing people who would be considered others on the
yes.
stage.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I was going to say.
So this kind of this thing that's there, like the Abbey have handed over the building to Wake the Feminist today, and I know the tickets were gone within, they only appeared on Twitter, and that was at 11 o'clock yesterday, and they were gone by 5 past 11 or 7 minutes past 11, which was incredible, just to show the depth of feeling there is out there, and which is fantastic to see. But do you think that even at this stage that somebody should just walk onto the stage at the Abbey at 1 o'clock and say, okay, lads, yeah, we've admitted we got the gender balance wrong here, so we've decided to sort it out?
Well, I mean, you know, they do have commitments to the artists that they've already programmed. So as a former administrator, it's not like you can just go, okay, your show's out and another show's in. So
yes,
that would be quite difficult. It seems to me that, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, what also the artistic director said was, well, you know, if I find the funding, I might be able to put something else in. I kind of don't know if that's a good enough answer personally.
Yeah.
But certainly, or that he wanted to, but that there wasn't any funding. Well, there's still a lot of money in the country, even though we are in like a double or triple recession.
Yeah.
It's just that people aren't spending. So, you know, it'd be nice to see some. It'd be nice to see someone come on, come and actually fund something
yes.
in particular. So, I mean, it would be great. I don't know. I don't know. I mean,
yeah.
I certainly don't
yeah.
know what's going
yeah.
to happen.
Yeah.
And I believe there's going to be a lot of live tweeting. So I certainly think that
yes, I think
should, you know,
Twitter is an amazing tool for this kind of stuff.
Yes.
And that's how I kind of picked it up, in fairness.
Yes.
But like, it certainly seems amazing, you know, that this
yeah.
would happen in such a year of kind of with everything that's happened in the country in the last year. And as you're saying, with Panty on stage
yeah.
and kind of
yeah.
delivering her or his, you know, kind of amazing oration as it was. And suddenly on the stage of the Abbey, from the Abbey stage, and suddenly we're in,
yeah.
in this particular situation. Well,
yeah.
Shelley, look, thanks very much. And sorry we lost your call there. I don't know what happened there. And you're very good for coming on and having a chat about it. And chances are we will talk to you again, and hopefully this will be sorted out fairly quickly. But it seems to be an ongoing battle for a long
time.
I
think it is ongoing. And if I could just draw your listeners'
yeah,
attention
sure.
to something that some of them might remember. I spent the weekend working, dramaturging a show called Strike, which was originally presented in 2010, Tracy Ryan's play. And the woman who directed Amy Conroy's Luck Just Kissed You Hello, Katrina McLaughlin, Tracy, and the producer who's in London, Mark Sands of Ardent Theatre, we actually spent the weekend waking the feminists,
right,
working on this
right.
script and revising it. It's actually about the Dunstore strike of
1987. Yeah. Yeah.
And I think something to point out here is, you know, just to say that when you said, I hope this is resolved quickly, that was a 2.5-year struggle.
Right.
This is not, I don't really know. I mean, this is certainly the beginning of a crack, the Waking the Feminist movement, and hopefully it'll wake the disabled and it'll wake the
other groups. Yeah.
The other
minority groups.
As well.
Yeah.
But I don't think this is a quick fix,
right.
honestly. I
right.
think it, but it certainly is something that the momentum has started.
Good.
And if we can learn anything from the Dunstore strikers, who were primarily women, 10 women and 2 men, not 10 young women and 1 young man, as the song says,
yeah.
But 2 men. And if we can actually maintain that momentum and keep going and not be, the resolve is there.
Good.
And I think the resolve is there. I think everyone who's been involved in this, Jen Coppinger, Leanne Bell as the organizer, Tanya Dean, these are just a few of the names that I can think of people that I know will be there today. Producers, dramaturgs, playwrights, actors, set designers, you know, we're running the gamut here, administrators, etc. I think that this is just the beginning.
Well, hopefully it is.
And I'm hoping that we're going to be waking the nation, as in actually waking and saying goodbye to the past, and starting anew.
Yeah. Well, Shelley, thanks very much. I'll talk to you soon, and sure, we might bump into you next summer at another conference.
Exactly.
And thanks for taking the call today. Thanks very much. We'll
All
talk
right.
to you.
Thank
Cheers.
You.
Thanks.